Borden. A Welcome to Borden Night, sponsored by the Village of Borden, RM of Great Bend and the Borden School Community Council, was held October 20 in the Borden Community Center. The event began with a potluck supper, then Mayor Jamie Brandrick welcomed everyone to visit the displays to see what is offered. He urged residents to try to shop at and patronize local businesses as much as possible. Displays set up in the main hall were by Borden Care Home, Lions Club, Friendship Club, Radisson Curling Club, Little Sprouts Learning Center, Dance Club, Beautiful Barrel Committee, Affinity Credit Union, Village of Borden with Emo and Economic Development Consultant, Library, Fire and Rescue, Rural Crime Watch, Band-Aid First Aid, Blocks Agencies, Borden Co-op, BCCPC, E. Torrens, Chartered Accountant, Borden Health Center, Massage by Chanda and Chris Bros and Graham Construction. In the Friendship Club room were Borden Golf Club, RM of Great Bend, Blue Mountain Adventure Club, Threshing Club, Borden Housing Authority, Busy Bees Preschool, Anglican and Riverbend Fellowship Churches, Parks and Recreation, Museum, Farmers Market, Troubadour Shop and Canoe Procurement Group of Canada. Each display was allowed to speak on their business and then door prizes were drawn for. Winners were Co-op, Bev Herinick, Peter Thiessen and Martha Rempel, Blocks Agencies, Meg Johnson, Fire and Rescue, Gloria Derbauka and Elaine Gunch, Radisson Curling Club, Gary Palmer, Little Sprouts, Jerry Wainwright, Library, Bev Herinick, Village of Borden, Marsha Parker, and Canoe, Louise Saunders. The Radisson commemorative mural titled, Radisson Memories, painted by Richard Whittefield, was unveiled at the Goodrich Center October 22. Radisson Centennial Committee, with Walter Kyliak as chair, approached Richard in 2013 to paint a mural commemorating 100 years of Radisson history. Richard started interviewing pioneers of Radisson to get their stories and ideas for the mural, but in 2014 had to put it on hold due to the health problems of his longtime partner and fellow painter Sandra. Starting up again in 2019, he completed the mural in the fall of 2022, with the last to be added being the Treaty 6 medallion. Richard stated the history of a nation as its small towns and he says he hopes, Radisson Memories, will stand as a testament to the longevity and heart of the community of Radisson, dedicating the mural to all those, some now past, whom he had the pleasure to come to know over his past 22 years here. Some key individuals he thanked were Walter Kyliak, Tina Hessel, the late Norma Amson, Diane Murphy, Martha Lessing, Connie Ruzeski, Claudia Dyke, Eileen Fountain and his sister Retta and brother John, the former owners of Collector's Choice Art Gallery in Saskatoon where some of his paintings are for sale, and the support of his new partner, Angelica Bauer. Richard also thanked Gerald Wiebe for the posters, Daryl Amy for transporting the mural, John Hessel for building the frame, his optometrist for building bifocal eyewear upside down and Grant for assistance with grants. Richard explained how he painted historic moments all around the outside and then tied those into the various groups of objects on the mural. Richard also has 100 signed and numbered archival 24 inches by 42 inches satin copies of the murals for sale and a small number of archival, signed, high-resolution and fully signed artist proofs from the mural, both on paper and canvas. You can contact him at Whittefield Fine Art, Box 51 in Radisson, phone 306-827-7728 or email widfineart@gmail.com. After the unveiling, lunch was served to all those in attendance. There is a walk-in flu and COVID clinic at Borden Community Center Monday, November 7, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.